442 Downtown's first hour on a Friday afternoon, brought to you by Quality Jewelers, Penobscot Plaza, Bangor, and at QualityJewelers.com. Boston Bruins lost their sixth in a row last night, dropping a 3-2 game to the Ducks of Anaheim, and we're going to find out more about the Bruins situation right now. Joined on the phone by Mike McCauley of the Hockey Writers and AlongTheBoards.com. Mike, what has happened to this Bruins team in the last few weeks?
Rich, I feel like every time I talk to you, I always retreat. So I think the first time in the season, it's like, oh yeah, you know, they might not be as good as they were, and now it's, oh, you know, they might not win the division. Now it's they might not make the playoffs, which is just not good. I got to tell you, this is I've been covering the team for about seven seasons now, and this is probably the strangest season that I've covered thus far.
Well, so many ups and downs, and just when you think you've got a handle on them, they go in a different direction. And even last night with the loss, there were some positives there. They certainly played hard last night. Claude Julien seemed to be impressed with the effort, but we're at that point in the season where effort ain't good enough.
Yeah, I mean, they played really well last night. You know, and up until the last, maybe we'll call it 2 minutes, 3 minutes of the third period, the Bruins controlled a very good portion of that game, and they kept Anaheim in check, and they were able to really control one of the best teams in the league. And, you know, you think about it, had that goal not gone in, or, you know, had Corey Perry been called for a goaltender interference call, this is a different story. We're talking about how the Bruins kind of overcame a little bit of adversity and, you know, beat a very good team. But instead, it's kind of the same thing. And, you know, the common theme that keeps continuously is being said after the game by the players and coaches is, you know, we thought we play well, but it's just kind of disappointing to lose this way. And, you know, it's something that just keeps coming up.
Let's look at a couple of the bright spots last night. One, of course, the return of David Krejci, a couple of assists for him, and continued strong play from Ryan Spooner.
Yeah, that's definitely two of the positives from last night. I thought Krejci really contributed well. And, you know, adjusting to right wing, he's only played right wing a few times in his career. You know, and one of those times was with Lucic and Chris Kelly. So Chris Kelly was the center, Lucic was left wing. And this was in 2012, I believe. So, you know, it was kind of an adjustment to him, for him at least. But with Ryan Spooner playing as well as he's playing in center, I don't think you really want to mess with that right now. And, you know, Krejci's a right-handed shot. He's not really one to shoot as often as other right-wingers or other wingers in general. But, you know, it's definitely worth a shot to see what he can do on that position. But, you know, Ryan Spooner's definitely been impressive lately. And, you know, he didn't see a lot of ice time in the third period because his defensive game still isn't there yet. He's still a little bit of a liability in his own zone. But, you know, he's definitely one of the bright sides of the Bruins season.
Should they make the playoffs, do you think the workload that Claude has Tuukka Rask undertaking right now is going to come back to bite them?
I do, yes. I definitely do. I think there's only so much that Tuukka is going to be able to withstand. And, you know, the best example I can bring up is, you know, from the last 3 or 4 years, you look at a team like the New York Rangers where they didn't have a backup goaltender. They really didn't have a great defense. It was kind of all reliant on Henrik Lundqvist. And by the time they made it to the playoffs, Lundqvist would just burn out, and you'd see these little errors more and more start to pile up. And, you know, I don't think Rask is having, you know, the best season right now. I think he's still a top goaltender in the league, but he's playing a lot of minutes. And, you know, the Bruins are a team that they really need to rely on him to kind of to save the games. And, you know, the trust level just isn't there, I don't think, with Nicklas Svedberg. So, yeah, I definitely think they could this could come back and bite them if they do make the playoffs.
We're talking with Mike McCauley, alongtheboards.com, the Hockey Writers. I look at the number of shootout losses, overtime losses, and that tells me that there's some talent there, that this is a team that can play with just about anybody, but they don't seem to be able to win those close games. Is that a player issue? Is it a coaching issue?
I think it is a player issue. I don't know if it's going to be a coaching issue. I think this is the same team they've had more or less for the last, you know, handful of seasons, and you kind of see what they're able to do, and you know that Julien has been successful. He's won a Stanley Cup with them before. He's won a President's Trophy. He's got them back to the finals. So, you know, I find it hard to believe that it's Julien, especially if they're losing these games in an overtime and shootout. I just don't think they have the elite players that other teams have. And while Julien's scheme is successful and does work, it's got to be adjusted a little bit. And I think that's something you might see over the summer where you give the players a little bit more free rein to shoot and to make more plays in the offensive zone and kind of take a step back from that defense-first philosophy. But, you know, it's, I've said it before, I think it's a lot of players taking little steps back and regressing just a bit rather than taking the next step forward. And that's really hurt them this season.
So do we, at the end of the season, also take a look and say maybe the time has come for a change in management? Peter Chiarelli, last week you thought he'd be gone. Are you even more convinced?
You know, I go back and forth with this, honestly. I could see a situation where he doesn't return and they ask him, they let him go. You know, and I don't know if that's the right thing to do because, you know, you get a general manager, you get a new general manager out there. You first question is, you know, is he going to be better than Peter Chiarelli? And, you know, for as much flack as Peter Chiarelli gets for, you know, the trades he did or didn't make or the contracts he did or didn't give out, you know, he's a good general manager and he's brought good players to this team who have been successful. You know, one of the things you really just need to remember is this is a Bruins team 10 years ago that was a very, very miserable, miserable, awful team. And, you know, Chiarelli did take the team and turn them around and he's kept them, you know, every year as a contender. So I don't know if letting him go is the right move. But, you know, the other thing you got to consider too, if Chiarelli does go, the new general manager, whoever that may be, would probably want to bring in his own guy as a coach too. So you're looking at Chiarelli and Julian. And, you know, right now I still think Claude Julien is a top five NHL coach. And both of those guys, Chiarelli and Julian, if they weren't on the team next year, they're going to be picked up by another team very, very quickly. I think that, you know, around here especially, I think the Boston fans, Bruins fans in general, tend to underrate what they're able to do. So, you know, long story short, I could see it happening, you know, especially if Charlie Jacobs came out and said that in January about it being a disappointment if the Bruins don't make the playoffs. But it's tough. Like, I just don't know if there's a better option out there.
Do you think Claude Julien is a top five NHL coach, or is he a top five NHL coach as the coach of the Boston Bruins?
I think right now around the NHL, he's a top five NHL coach. Or, you know, I guess around the Boston Bruins, arguments can be made for a few other guys, but he's definitely up there. I believe he's third in wins right now. You know, he's done more with this team and with the cards dealt for him than a lot of other people would have in the same situation. So, yeah, I would say he's a top five for both.
Mike McCauley covers the Bruins and more for the Hockey Writers and alongtheboards.com. Mike, always great talking with you. Hopefully we'll have a more positive spin that we can put on things a week from now if we check in with you again.
Yeah, I mean, maybe we're talking about how the Bruins are going to catch the Canadiens to the division lead. Probably not, but you never know.
We'll keep our fingers crossed. Thanks, Mike. Have a great weekend.
Thanks, you too.
We'll see you soon. 10 minutes before 5 o'clock here on Downtown. Still to come.